Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of Mary, Mother of the Church. And continuing on with sisters from the Collaborative Dominican Novitiate, we have today Sister Angela Tanjan, who is a novice with the Dominican Sisters of Mission San Jose. Her preaching today is entitled, The One Who Stands Near.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, in order to fulfill the scripture, "I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there, so they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Painful, vulnerable, helpless. That's what we see in Jesus on the cross. That's what Jesus saw in his mother, his beloved disciple, his follower, his family standing near. Because Jesus saw what he saw, with every single breath he could gasp, he uttered, "Woman, here is your son, and here is your mother." With that, the people who stood by the cross and all of us today witness a new relationship come to life, a relationship that's become hope. Hope for the widow who's about to lose her son. Hope for the beloved disciple who's about to lose his teacher and friend. Hope for the women who are about to lose their family member, their neighbor, someone dear to their heart. Hope arises. And the church relies on this relationship because through Jesus' words, we now have another advocate, our Mother Mary. As we dedicate this month of May to Mary, and especially today, remember her as the mother of the church. We know our dear Mother Mary takes her role seriously. The history of our church and even our world has bespoken a presence so faithful in her care to us. A presence that stood among the disciples, as written in the first chapter of Acts. After Jesus' ascension, they returned to Jerusalem and devoted themselves to prayer. Among them, that presence nurtured hope in the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus promised would come. A presence that brought healing and reassurance to the sick and weary refugees in the deep jungle of Lavang, Vietnam, during the persecution of Christians. A presence that shared such love and compassion with the indigenous people through an apparition to Juan Diego on the hill of Tepeyac in Mexico, whom we call Our Lady of Guadalupe. A presence that promised peace and resounded a continuing call to prayer, sacrifice, and devotion during World War I. When she appeared to three young children in the village of Fatima, Portugal, and many more. Mary has faithfully walked with our church through its times of abundant blessings as well as overwhelming challenges, just as she faithfully stands there at the foot of the cross and listens to her son's plea, "Woman, here is your son." We are your children. We are not alone. In a world where this body of Christ is crucified again and again, through the ongoing armed conflicts between Russia and Ukraine, Israel and Palestine. In a world where injustice continues for the poor, the people of color, the marginalized, and the vulnerable, it is critical that we remember we are brothers and sisters. We are children of God who share in the loving care and support of our Mother Mary. Let us then turn to her to ask for her intercession for our church and our world. May we believe in the promise of peace and hope as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.